Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Getting set for game five of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the tallest guy in the bullpen, the lefty Russell Smith. Russell, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
You've been in AA for about 3 weeks now. What's been your favorite part of being in Biloxi and being up in AA?
Honestly, the clubhouse has been really awesome. Everybody was super welcoming when I got here, and we just have a good group of guys, to be honest. And also, the weather is a little more conducive to where I'm from. I'm from Texas, so I'm used to the heat. Took a little getting used to the cold in Wisconsin, but here is a little easier.
How much did it help to coming to a clubhouse where you had played with a lot of guys last year in Appleton?
Yeah, honestly, after I got the news that I was coming up here, a bunch of guys texted me congratulating me. So made the transition a little bit easier having, I've played with, more than my fair share of guys in here. But it's made it easier also just the familiarity of just having guys, that you've been around for a bit just to have clubhouse time with and kind of hang out and chill with.
How does that help you as a pitcher walking into a new situation, a new state in Mississippi, new ballpark here in Biloxi, but having that familiarity of guys that you know, does that help you out in the mound?
Yeah, honestly, it's just like I've played with a bunch of these guys, so going out on the mound, it's like, all right, I'm going to trust that they're going to be behind me and make some plays, and on top of that, they're rooting for me to do well, so it just makes my job a little bit easier, and whenever I'm on the mound or in the pen, just rooting them on is a little easier knowing how good of guys they are.
On the pitching side of things, 2 years ago, you were pitching in regionals for TCU. Now you're in AA. How crazy is it to think of the journey over the past 2 years being thrust right into high A after being drafted and now up in AA?
Honestly, it's been something that I, couldn't have dreamed about. It was, being in college, you always want to get to the next level, and you really don't know what it looks like, but being in AA 2 years later is definitely a dream come true, just in, kind of moving a bit quicker and, having the maturity of going to college to do that and be, somewhat successful in the process.
What's been your favorite part of the journey?
Honestly, just coming out here and, being in the clubhouse every day and coming out to the yard. I mean, there's no better job in the world than, playing baseball and getting paid to do it. So I don't think anybody would complain about that.
Not at all. And you've also worked multiple roles within the Brewers system. Last year, you were a starter all year in Wisconsin. This year, you've split a couple of different roles, starting, relieving, being a long guy, being a late inning guy. What's that been like for you, kind of changing between roles throughout this year?
Honestly, this year, it's just I've had my mindset of whenever I get the ball, I just want to throw well and give my team a chance to win. So that's really all it's come down to. Talk to my pitching coach here, Will. Just whatever he wants me to do that day. And the same thing with Drew back in Wisconsin, and just being on the same page with them that I want the ball and I just want to give the team a chance to win.
Talk about familiarity. Will Shearholz, pitching coach here in Biloxi, was your pitching coach last year in Appleton. How much did that help you to be able to work on stuff throughout the last 2 years with the same guy as your pitching coach?
Yeah, I also had him in the fall league too, so we had a little more time, but it's been great. I love Will. He's super, super helpful and always willing to be there for you to with anything you need. If you need help with a grip or any tips on anything, he's there. And he's, he does that with everybody. That's why he's such a great pitching coach.
It's the opening weekend of the D1 baseball tournament around college baseball. We've had the games on the scoreboard throughout the weekend, and your TCU Horned Frogs are in action. You pitched in regionals, and you hosted a regional at TCU. What makes the opening weekend of the tournament so special?
Honestly, it's just a culmination of the whole year coming together and coming to a head where, it's winter go home time. And we hosted a regional my last year of school, and honestly, it was one of the most fun environments I've ever had. Man, I think we had like 5,000 people on game two. We played DBU, and it's something that, you always work for in college. You work to get into a regional and hopefully get to Omaha, but being a national seed is something that, is really hard to do, and just getting that far is an accomplishment.
What's it like getting a start in one of those games and looking around, you have 5,000 plus people, you're playing DBU, you're hosting a regional, and you're a national seed? Yeah.
I think the biggest thing for me is I had pregame jitters, obviously, but once you get on the mound and, you throw that first pitch, it just turns into another game. Whenever you think about the external things is usually whenever you get kind of caught in no man's land, which is never a good time.
One of the big things as well is you had Tommy John back in 2019 at TCU. How much did starting that regional kind of culminate and cap off all the rehab process and everything you had been through after getting TJ in 2019? Yeah.
I think, my whole college career was real wild, just wild. And, through my freshman year, then had Tommy John, and then I came back, rehab, finally got cleared, and then COVID hit. So really in college, like after rehab, I was there for 2 years, but I had that 21 year, and it was something where that whole year was something that I didn't take for granted, just having Tommy John and starting game two of the regional was one of the biggest, proudest moments of my career, honestly.
Well, hopefully there's more to come, and hopefully there's one coming your way at American Family Field in a couple years.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I would love that, but just trying to take it one day at a time and just enjoy every moment I get and being able to play ball every day.
Well, Russell, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:05.